earth, sky.
Well, I think that we want everyone to know that the health of children and adolescents and the access they have to fundamental health care services at various points across the lifespan of children as they're growing is very important.
You're listening to health researcher Gordon DeFries of the University of North Carolina, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. DeFries chaired a committee for the Institute of Medicine, part of the U.S. National Academies. It released a report in April 2011 that evaluated the state of efforts to measure child and adolescent health and the quality of their health care services. Dr. DeFries spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Now, what are the main findings of this new report by the Institute of Medicine on the status of kids' health care in the United States?
This is a report on the status of health care, health and health care measures in the United States. In other words, what is it that we collect, for what purposes, and what can we know from using these measures about the health of children? And we reviewed literally hundreds of different measures, reporting systems, registry systems, survey documents, et cetera, mostly collected by the federal government, but some by state governments. And we came to the conclusion overall that our current measures do not really allow us to do the most useful analyses of the extent to which children and adolescents in the United States are healthy or are receiving high-quality health care. The key findings of the study are basically in three different categories. One is, first of all, there are many measures out there. I mean, we reviewed hundreds of surveys and registries, et cetera, that are collected every day in the United States by various federal agencies and so forth to monitor the health status of children and adolescents. So we have a lot of measures. We're not short of measures. But there are substantial shortcomings and limitations to these measures, and there are significant challenges associated with integrating various data sources and methods from diverse health and healthcare surveys and administrative records in order to give us a better picture of where we stand as a country with regard to the health of our children.
So, Dr. DeFries, I'm speaking broadly, of course. What do we know about how healthy kids are in the United States?
Well, I think that that was not the focus of our study, but I think that what we did was look at a number of the surveys and registry systems and record systems, et cetera, that exist out there, hundreds of them literally, that address that question. And we concluded that the nature and scope and quality of all these various data sources raises questions about whether, in fact, there are data sources that can actually provide valid and reliable indicators about the health and healthcare quality our children and adolescents receive. And the problems that we looked at were things like the fragmentation of data sources, so that if you go to get an immunization, for example, as a child, to a public health department or to your private physician, the records of your having received that immunization may or may not exist in any one location, so that a public policy maker who wanted to determine how effective are our immunization programs in reaching those children most at risk of those diseases, that it wouldn't be possible without a policy maker going to more than one source in order to get estimates of how many people are actually being immunized and whether they're being immunized with the right vaccines. Now, the other thing is that the people who collect data of various kinds in different locations often use different definitions of the issues they're collecting data about, so that it is impossible to aggregate those data across different providers of care or across different communities if we're measuring, say, the health status of a child population. The other thing is that we lack common definitions in many cases, and consistent data collection methods by which to even measure these things. And so we have a number of gaps in these measurement areas. And we think that a number of these could be addressed through an effort of the federal government to insist on standardized measures for child health. And what we are recommending is that the Secretary of Health and Human Services do a number of things. One of them is to get an effort underway to define more clearly what the goals of child health and adolescent health programs in this country really are. And secondly, there needs to be a national definition of what the minimum basic information is that ought to be collected virtually on every child in the country so that we have a chance of at least summarizing what the situation is. And what we have now is a kind of patchwork system where it is done somewhat differently in almost every state with regard to some of the most critical data. And so what we have is a difficulty of summarizing it and aggregating it in a way that gives us a true national picture.
What would you like to say to somebody who doesn't quite understand the need for all this extra work in setting up these systems of being able to assess the health care that children are receiving? What would you like to say to somebody who has doubts that as to why that's even necessary?
Well, you know, I think it's important to note that because we are already spending a lot of time, effort, and money collecting data, some of the data sets that are out there that are being collected with some periodicity just need to be improved and fixed so that if someone were interested in why a lot of new effort in this area, all we're saying is that we need to make the data efforts that we're making now better so that you can do more with the data once you get it, and you can interpret it with greater confidence that you can speak across the board. You know, what we have now is a situation because of the patchwork nature of it. You can say that in those 20 states where we have enough sampling points to really be able to answer this question, we could say the following. But in these other states, we don't have a clue, really, except that some of them are in the same region of the country as the states where we did have the sampling. And I think if we had a uniform system, we could do better. Now, some of the measures that we have in virtually every state simply needs to be looked at to be sure that the measures themselves taken in each state are exactly the same, so that we could summarize the data and be sure that whatever we summarize was a number that would mean the same thing in each state. So those kinds of things don't require huge investments of great volumes of new money. They just require a standardization process that can best be coordinated by the Secretary of HHS. And so then we come to the question, well, what new measures do we need? And I think that that is something that we're recommending that a technical panel put together by the Secretary would bring together. But they wouldn't come in the door with a carte blanche kind of thing, and you could look at anything out there about children's health. They would come in with the idea that we have these national health goals, and we know we have some measures, but what kind of new measure would we need in order to fully address the question of, are we meeting that goal, and do the health services that we provide addressing that goal actually work efficiently? And so I think that there are several things that we've recommended that would be both cost-effective and feasible, but there are going to have to be some new funds made available, because some states simply don't collect enough information to really put their state into these national summaries that we're wanting to put together.
You've been listening to Gordon DeVries, Professor of Social Medicine and Epidemiology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.